Aloha, everybody, and welcome back from the weekend. Today is March 4th, 2013. We are in March. Yes, we are. So this is Lisa Eve coming at you with your 2-minute soul treat. And today I'm going to do a continuation of Friday's soul treat, which was about vulnerability and soulmates. And I'm going to talk about courage because it takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable. And I've been watching The Bachelor, and yes, I do watch TV. You know, sometimes there's some good shows on. So I've been watching The Bachelor, and I've been watching how these girls are always saying in the package that they are scared to share their heart with Sean. And it is scary when we open up and we tell someone we love them and we don't know how they're going to respond. We don't know if they feel the same way, but it takes something additional to put yourself out there. And a lot of times we'll receive stuff in return. It might not always pan out the way that we want it to, but you won't know unless you go there. And I've noticed in my own life that when I get into a relationship with someone, or even when I'm just meeting somebody, I'm often overjoyed and like just flooded with love for that person. And I've always been the person who would say to the guy that I love them first, because it's really what I feel. And personally, I would rather have the experience of loving somebody fully and completely and letting them know that than not. And if the person who's receiving it is not able to handle it, then he's not the right person for me. But wouldn't you rather know upfront whether or not someone appreciates you, understands you, and loves you the same way in return? And if you don't ever put your heart out there, how will you ever know that? So I just want to say it does take courage to be expressed with people, but I feel it's worth it. I mean, we only have one life, at least in this lifetime, right? So anyways, in this lifetime, don't you want to just be expressed? Find the courage. It's rewarding too. So I'll talk to you guys again on Wednesday for another 2-minute soul treat. Aloha.